A listener had actually tagged me in the script offer for this one, and I saw it, and I was like, you really think I'd be good at this one? Because it's so different from anything else that I've ever done. And they're like, yes, I know, you can do anything. I'm like, aw, well, that is really sweet. So is their confidence plus the fact that it is written by the real Shauna Lee that I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. Because I've done a bunch of the real Shauna Lee scripts, and they are so, so good. They are so talented. And so I knew, okay, I trust this writer a lot. This is going to be good. I can do it. So it's a slime girl. At that point, I had not done a lot of Monster Girls. I've done more since, but Monster Girls were something I kind of strayed away from, and I didn't know how to portray them, really. I don't know a lot about them. So the real Shauna Lee provided a picture, an image of who they picture as the slime girl, and that helped me immensely. So I had a mental image of who I was playing, and a voice just immediately came to mind. Just picture them as being this cuddly, sweet, adorable little thing, and that really helped me make this character seem real. So I was going to give it a shot. I felt with the voice that I had in mind, I could do it. And the voice just came to me automatically. It just felt right. And I think I used a similar voice for Your Good Little Patient by Not All DMs Are Doms. So I used, it might have been the same voice. It was something very similar. But this is a voice I do not use often. Even listening back to doing playback for this audio, I was like, oh, wow, I did that voice? And I was able to maintain it the whole time. Cool. So I feel like a big part of performing this, aside from the voice and getting into character, again, I just pictured myself as this adorable little thing. So I was acting as adorable as possible and just so, so in love with my master. I mean, I don't know for sure that I'm in love with him, but just, you know, I want to serve him in every way possible. His needs always come first, way before my own. And so in this, I'm lactating and my breasts hurt. They're killing me, but I'm like, no, don't worry about me. I just care about you. Ow, I hurt. No, don't worry about me. And then he offers to help her out with her situation, and it gets really cute and dirty, messy. So sound effects, I feel, are the other big part of this. Aside from getting the voice right, getting into character, sound effects seem like a huge part. I hadn't done a character who had tentacles before, so I tried to figure out what tentacles would sound like, and there were a lot of different sounds. So there are wet noises because, you know, having sex with her, there are wet noises when, since she's slime, like everything's ooey gooey. There's wet noises when she's doing anything to his penis. There's wet noises when she's got the tentacles. So I had like all these different wet noises overlapping each other. And I just had to pick out different sounds. And then, plus, there's the sound of her breast milk squirting. So I had to do that sound, too. And that was fun, doing that. And actually, that is exactly what it sounds like, too, when breast milk squirts, by the way. So, this one was so much fun to do. At that time, I was hesitant since it was a slime girl. Again, I hadn't done many Monster Girls. But once I did the sound editing, which was, again, so much fun, I think that was actually my favorite part of the whole thing. I loved doing the audio. I loved being this character. It was a lot of fun. But the sound editing, I had the most fun with, because there's sounds throughout the entire thing. And it was just so much fun saying, okay, what would this sound like? Because you're using your imagination here for a lot of it, since this creature does not exist. So it was just, I got to go all out with the sounds. Now, that's another thing about why I like doing this audio, too, because Monster Girls, you get to go all out. They don't exist in real life. You can make them anything you want. You can just have fun with the characters. And I'm all about having fun while I perform. That's my favorite thing, when I get to have fun while doing it. So I have really started to love performing Monster Girls for that reason. And if you had told me that I would love performing Monster Girls back in the day when I started, I would not have believed it. Because I was very hesitant. I stayed away. I'm like, no, I'm just going to play humans. I only want to be a human. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. I realized that I want to do what I have fun with. And it doesn't matter if I personally am only attracted to humans. It's the roles that I can just really get into and have fun with. And that's what it's about, really. The fun of performing. Now, the comments for that audio were really illuminating. I learned a lot more about slime girls and their appeal. Because I was wondering, I'm like, so what is the appeal of the slime girl exactly? Well, the appeal is that, well, she's made out of slime. She can make herself take the shape of anything or the form of anything, which means that you can just stick your dick anywhere you want. She could have a pussy anywhere you want her to have a pussy. Just stick it in. I had no idea. She could have 10 hands if she wanted to. So she could do all sorts of things to your body. You know, she made those tentacles form out of her slime. So there's that too. The tentacles, I didn't realize. It makes sense though that the tentacles weren't actually part of her. She just kind of created them, I think. And that's a big appeal to the slime girl, that she can be anything you want her to be. And she can make you feel good in any way that you want her to feel good, because she can make a pussy appear, or she can make anything appear. She can make a dick appear, too. She can make anything appear. Tentacles, whatever you want, she can do it. She can take the form of whatever. So I didn't realize that. So that makes a lot of sense why there's an appeal to that. Also, I didn't realize that since you can see through slime girls, if you cum in them, you can see the cum inside of them too. So I think that is part of the appeal as well, I heard. So I learned a lot too by performing this character. And it was a lot of fun. And I'm really glad I did it, because it taught me a lot. And it taught me that I can have so much fun with a character. And I really can perform any character. Since I really didn't think I could do this one. So I'm really thankful to the listener as well, who gave me the courage to do it and who told me that they believed in me. So thank you.